USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed a coronavirus relief package.
On this vote, the yeas are 363, the nays are 40. The bill is passed.
It includes free virus testing and some paid sick leave for affected workers. Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal.
I'm confident this measure will pass Congress with full bipartisan support and reach the president's desk without issue.
It goes to the Senate next. President Trump has declared the outbreak a national emergency, which frees up some $50 billion for the response. The president defended the government's slow rollout of the test kits.
No, I don't take responsibility at all because we were given a set of circumstances and we were given rules, regulations, and specifications from a different time.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates is resigning his position. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
Bill Gates is now stepping down from the boards of Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway to devote more time to philanthropy. He will continue to serve as technology advisor to Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. Gates started Microsoft in 1975 with Paul Allen, saying in a blog post that he's stepping down in order to dedicate more time to priorities including global health and development, education, and climate change.
There's been another attack on Camp Taji in Iraq, with at least two Iraqi soldiers hurt. This is the second attack there this week. Iraqi security forces say a barrage of rockets hit the base north of Baghdad, housing U.S. troops. They say some of the rockets struck coalition quarters, others fell on a runway that was used by Iraqi forces. Two Americans were killed in the attack earlier this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
Tax time is upon us, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some tips and suggestions.
President Trump has announced certain individuals will be able to defer their tax payments without penalty given the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Details are scarce on this plan, but however the plan shakes out, experts are predicting a bumpy ride for taxpayers for the remainder of the filing season. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says now is the time to be preparing, though, for your 2020 taxes.
That change in the tax law in 2017 changed a couple of things. One thing I always remind people, even though at tax season it's a little too late for this, make sure that your W-4 is updated at work. Make sure that if you've had a major life event, a divorce, you've got a new kid, you know, anything like that that's going to affect your tax filing status, make sure that you've updated that information at work so that the government isn't withholding too much money or too little money so that you have a shock at tax season. But because of the tax changes made to the law in 2017, taxes actually have become simpler for the majority of Americans. Before the changes to that tax law, we had more people itemizing, which means that you were sorting through receipts, trying to take different deductions as you were doing your taxes. Now 9 out of 10 Americans take that standard deduction because it was double as a result of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Remember, you can listen to current or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.